Elder Scudder has given us the theme, This Same Jesus, This Same Jesus. And the text is coming from Acts chapter number 1, 10 through 11. It says, "And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." And the supporting text, the additional text scripture, is John chapter number 4 and verse number 29, which is Jesus' interaction with the woman at the well. After Jesus went through and told her that he was the water, he said, "If you take and drink of the water that I give you, you'll never thirst again." And she said, "Give me this water that I may not thirst anymore," right? And then Jesus said, "Go get your husband," right? And she said, "I have no husband." And in other words, Jesus went through and was able to tell her something about herself that she thought nobody knew. But Jesus, because he is God, knows all things. And when the woman left the presence of Jesus, she went back to her neighborhood, went back and saw the people in the city, and tells the people to come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. And then she says, "Is not this the Christ?" Now the context is going to be coming from Hebrews chapter number 9 and verse number 28. It says, "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many." That's when Jesus came the first time. He came here the first time to offer himself as the sacrifice for sin. Scripture declares that because of Adam's disobedience, many were made sinners. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, therefore death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. The wage of sin is what? Death. It says, "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." Now, as we said on the end of the year service, we were looking at life between the two comings of Jesus. This lesson, this same Jesus, this theme this year, is helping or encouraging the saints to look at life between the two comings of Jesus. The time that Jesus went up and the time where the scripture declares that he is coming back again. And as you see on the inside of your lesson there, we are concerned individually about these two comings of Jesus concerning our life and our death. The time when we have here allotted to us on the earth. We have a set time, according to the book of Job, to be here. We don't have long. Anybody tell you that's above the promise, the Lord promised us 70, that's 70. Anyone that's reached that marker, reached the marker of 70, will tell you that life is very short. That number gets to you real quick. Before you know it, you're no longer skipping and running and playing in the ground, but you're walking around needing assistance. And you say, "Well, where in the world did that come from? How did I get to this point?" Well, that's why we put that graphic there, to let you see that there are many stages and phases of living, from birth all the way to death. And during those phases, all of those phases are bound by time. And according to the scripture, we have a set time to be here on the earth. Go back over to Job really quick. We started in there on Sunday. on Thursday, whatever day that was. Job chapter number 14. Job chapter number 14. And if you look at verse number 5, and then we're going to jump over to verse number 14. Verse number 5 and verse number 14. Right. The man's days are determined. You and I have already a set time here on this earth. It's already established. You don't know it. You don't know how long you're going to be here. You don't know when your death date is going to be. The young man that died this week, I told you that was 15, he did not know, nor did his mother know, when she brought him into the earth, that he was only going to be on the earth for 15 years. Isn't that something to think about? He did not know that. Just like he didn't know it, you don't know it. You don't know how long you're going to be here on this earth. You don't know what age the Lord is going to take you out of here. But what we do know is that your days are determined, according to the scripture. Seeing his days are determined. The number of his what? Now we say, how many months are there in a year? We say 12 months. In other words, we can say that a year has passed because we have gone through 12 months from January to December. Is 12 months. Well, in those 12 months period, we have a birthday. And we don't get another birthday until another what? 12 months. My birthday is in June. So you all can see that I'm coming up on another birthday. But from June 9th, 2020 to June 9th, 2021, that has been 12 months. That will be 12 months. Jesus says, he has numbered my months. Does everybody understand that? In other words, when you look at the name Stephen, Stephen K. Scudder, that's who I am. I have a number of months to be here on the earth. And I'm not going to go beyond that number. Whatever that number is, I cannot go beyond the number of months that have been allotted to me. According to the scripture, seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with who? Not the doctor. Not the doctor. The number of our months are with Jesus. Right? Keep going. Jesus is the thou in that scripture. Jesus has appointed my bounds that I do what? I cannot pass it. In other words, he set the parameters for my life. He's established when I come into the earth. And he's established when I'm going to leave. And there's nothing that I can do. There's nothing that I can do to stop Jesus from doing that. Because that I belong to him, right? If you jump back over in verse number 15, look at verse number 15. Why is the Lord going to do this to me? Why would the Lord bring me into something and then take me out of it? According to verse number 15, he says he's going to call. And I'm going to do what? I cannot ignore his call. He's going to call and I'm going to answer. And what will he do? The reason why he put me on the earth is for me to fulfill his desire. Everybody understand that? You say, why am I here? I've got to know what is the desire of Jesus. What does Jesus desire for me? What does Jesus want from me? What does Jesus, when he looks at me, say is the most important thing for me to accomplish? Why did Jesus bring me into existence? Huh? That's true, saints. Have you ever thought about that? I thought about it. Why has Jesus brought me into existence? Just to make sure that I do everything that he wants me to do while I am here. Let's look at this really quick. Go over to Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14. And then someone go over to Isaiah. Why did Jesus bring me into existence? Why was I born? Why did the Lord create me? Isaiah, we're going to look at 43 and verse number 7. All right? All right. 13 and 14.
14, let us hear the conclusion.
Let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Fear God.
Fear Jesus. And keep his commandments.
But that is the whole duty.
This is the whole duty of man. Everybody see that? This is the whole duty of man. This is why you were created. You were created to learn how to do what? Fear Jesus and to keep what he told you to do. Commandments are things that Jesus tells you to do. That's why I'm here. From the time I was born to the time that I die, Jesus is saying, I've set your bounds that you cannot pass. And in that interval, in that time of birth to the time of death, what should you be doing here on the earth? Learning how to fear Jesus. In other words, learning how to respect Jesus. Learning how to give Jesus the honor that he is due. Learning how to do that and also be obedient to what Jesus has commanded me to do. In other words, when I come into the earth, Jesus has certain instructions for me to complete before I leave here. What instruction? One of them is to take care of your sin. He tells Nicodemus that except or unless a man is born of both water and spirit, he cannot see nor can he enter into the kingdom of God. He tells us to repent. That word repent means to turn away from that life of sin. In other words, you say, well, Elder Scudder, how did I get into this life of sin? Because of Adam. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Jesus came to save us from our sin, right? That's the true saint. Wherefore, read a little bit more of that in Ecclesiastes. Yes.
That's what God shall bring every
person
into judgment.
All the Lord is looking at how I fear him. He's also looking at how obedient I am to his commandments.
Right.
And what does he say about that?
He's going to bring every work
into judgment.
With every secret thing.
Isn't that true? Not some things.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord's going to judge everything.
Right.
That's what that woman at the well realized. That woman at the well said it. You see there in the front of your bulletin. Just pay attention to that little phrase that she says. He told me all things that I ever did. There's nothing that gets by Jesus, saints. In the short time that you were in service this morning, there's nothing that you're doing in here that's going to get by Jesus. The Lord knows everything you've done. He knows every thought that you've had. He knows your motive. He knows the emotions, the thoughts that are going around in your head. He knows all of these things. And according to the scripture, he's going to bring every work, not some work, every work, into who? Judgment with him. Now you say, Elder Scudder, I did this to someone else. David says, when he did wrong, he realized it was against Jesus. He said, against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight. So that's why Jesus said he's going to bring every work into judgment with him. And then not just every work into judgment with him, every secret thing. The things that are going on in your mind that don't nobody else know unless you share it. Jesus said he's going to bring every judgment with him into every work into judgment with him, and also every secret thing, whether it's good, in other words, whether it's right or whether it's wrong. Jesus is going to judge us according for it, right? That's why it behooves us, saints, to recognize, why am I here? Ask yourself that every day. Why am I here? Not here to make no money. You're not here to get this and make this relationship. You're not here for it. You're not here to get this and get that. Lord done told you you come into this world naked and you're going to leave here naked. You're not going to take nothing of your label with you. So, Elder Scudder, what am I supposed to do? Learn how to fear Jesus. Learn how to honor and respect Jesus. And do what Jesus tells you to do, right? That's all, like the hardest thing for folk to do. Everybody be so busy doing everything but what the Lord say do. They put the Lord's instructions all the way on the back burner. As though they live unto themselves. As though you're going to stand before yourself in the judgment. As though you control how long you live on this earth. You have nothing to do with when you come in, nor when you go out. He has appointed our bounds.
He has set our time on the earth. He has numbered our months, right? That's why the psalm writer said, Lord, teach me how to number my days, right? How to not be so careless with this thing called life. Why? Because Jesus knows everything, and he's going to bring everything into judgment with him, right? Nothing gets by Jesus, right? Nope, he knows everything. He'll tell you everything you've done. He may not say, well, others kinda don't nobody know this. Jesus knows it. He said he knows everything, and he knows every secret thing. He knows the thoughts, whether they are good or bad. Huh? Come on, give me Isaiah. What did I say? 43 and what? 43:7. What does it say there? Called by my name. You chose it. You chose to come on into the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Well, you say, Elder Scudder, what choice did I have? You could have stayed in sin.
Yes.
But you chose to come on into the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You chose to come into his body.
Right.
You said, I don't no longer want to live in sin.
Right.
I want to come up under the one that has the power to remove sin from my soul.
Yes.
Therefore, you heard the instruction. You said, Elder Scudder, I'm concerned about what Jesus says to me.
Yes.
I respect Jesus as God
yes.
Almighty.
Right.
And he is telling me to do what? Repent.
Right.
He's telling me to turn away from the life of sin.
Yes.
And then he's telling me to go down in the water in the name of Jesus
yes.
Christ.
Yes.
Why? So that I can identify myself with his death,
yes.
burial, and resurrection.
Yes.
We are buried with him
yes.
by baptism.
Yes.
But you shouldn't go down in the water unless you want to get out of your sin. Unless you want to change the body that you are in. You say, Elder Scudder, it was sown a sinful body, but I want to be able to rise a glorified body. You've got to make the choice. What do you want, right? That's the truth. The Lord is saying, everybody that is called by my name, you choose to come out of sin,
yes.
and you choose to come into the name of
yes.
Jesus.
Right.
Nobody forced you. Nobody forced you.
That's
you
it.
Said, this is what
That's
I want.
That's
and
it.
Jesus is talking to you here.
Yes.
He says, even everyone that is called
right.
by my name, right?
Uh-huh.
That's who you are. You are a person that says, I want to be identified with the name of Jesus. Why the name of Jesus? Because the name of is that's the only saving name.
Yes.
There is no salvation in any other.
Yes.
There is no other name under heaven
yes.
given among men whereby we must be saved, right?
Yes.
That's the truth.
Yes.
You say, I want to be identified with that name. Jesus is saying, everyone that is called by my name. Huh? What is the right? Let me go on over there.
Everyone that is called by my name.
Yes.
I have created
him. Well, so, you know, in other words, you didn't create yourself.
No.
The Lord says, I created you.
Right.
The Lord is the one that made you the old creature and the new creature. Huh? He brought the old man into existence.
Yes,
he did. Everyone that comes into this earth is lighted by him. He gives light to every man that comes into this earth. You cannot live unless Jesus gives you life. Huh? You may not know Jesus. You may not know anything about Jesus. But there is all one thing is a fact. You could not exist unless he brings you into existence. You didn't just automatically show up. You were not a mistake. Jesus brought you into existence. Huh? The scripture says that it's just like when he was walking here on earth. He was in the world and the world was made by him and the world knew him not. There are a lot of people going to the grave that do not know Jesus, but you are not one of them. You have been blessed. Why have you been blessed? Because he gave you a knowledge of who he is, right? He's opened up your understanding. He's called you from darkness to the marvelous light, right? He has created you, right?
So
it says that even everyone that is called by my name, I have created you. Huh? Isn't that a beautiful thing? You were walking around in sin forever, however long. All them years. You were walking around in sin. Didn't pay no attention to Jesus, had no respect for Jesus, you had no respect for yourself. Why? Because you did everything in your body that you thought you were big and bad enough to do. You had no respect for your body, no care for your body. You put all of those toxic chemicals in your body. Why? Because you had an I don't care attitude. But Jesus turns the light on in your mind. He says you need to think about who you are and why you are here. Huh? Why are you here? Why did the Lord bring you into existence? He said, I made you for my glory, right? I made you to glorify me. Folks, look at you funny because you come in here and praise the Lord. Say all of that is not necessary. You don't have to do all of that. You thank Jesus that he opened up your mind to understand you didn't bring yourself into existence. Jesus made you. And because he made you, he owns you. He has every right to tell you what to do in your body. Why? Because he's the one that created you, right? He says, even everyone that is called by my name, yeah, I have created him. Huh? Yes, yes. That, what does it say? I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. You can't fuss. You can't complain about the things that are going on in your body. Why? Because the Lord made you. You are not your own. He puts every ache, every pain in your body. Why? To remind you that he is God. That you can do nothing without him, right? In him we live, move, and have our beings, right? Is that true?
Yes, it
is. That's true.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's nothing you can do without the Lord.
The name of Jesus.
Lord says, I formed you. Yea, I have made you.
Right.
Huh? See, I got too many deficiencies.
Uh-huh.
I have too many defects.
Uh-huh.
Lord said, bring your defected body to me.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
That verse number 8 say, bring your defected body to me. Bring forth the blind that have eyes.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And the deaf that have ears.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me a blind man can be saved in the eyesight of Jesus?
Uh-huh.
A deaf man can be saved in the eyesight of Jesus?
Uh-huh.
All he has to do is have a mind to come to Jesus.
Yeah.
Huh? Have a mind to be led and guided by Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Bring forth the blind that have eyes.
Uh-huh.
Bring forth the deaf that have ears.
Uh-huh.
Huh? And when they come, look at verse number 9.
It said, let all the nations be gathered.
This is not a black thing, nor a white thing, nor a rich thing, nor a poor thing. All of the nations should be what? Gathered together, right? Let the people be what? See, this is why I say you can't let government tell you what to do. Not when it comes to Jesus. Government didn't make you. Government is not keeping you. I don't care what laws, what regulations, what recommendations that they make. You should ask yourself the question, who made you? Why are you here? I am here to glorify Jesus. He created me for his glory. You should use your body as an instrument to glorify Jesus, right? Not glorify yourself. That word glorify means let Jesus show up. You got to let Jesus show up.
Jesus, Jesus,
they tell you,
Jesus.
You say, Elder Scott, it's dangerous out here.
Jesus.
This infection is out here, it's everywhere, this virus.
Jesus.
Well, you follow what they say
Jesus.
To prevent you from catching
Jesus.
The virus.
Jesus.
Yes, when I go to the grocery store.
Jesus.
Yes, when I walk
Jesus.
The street.
Yeah.
Yes, when I get on
Jesus.
Transportation. Jesus. I will do what they say
right.
To avoid the vaccine.
Jesus.
But when I come into the house
yes,
of the Lord,
yes, 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 yes.
Huh?
Jesus.
I came to glorify Jesus.
Right.
And I cannot let
Jesus.
Any man-made regulation prevent my body from doing what the Lord has created me to do. Is that what the scripture says? The Lord says, I have created you. I have formed you. Bring forth the blind that have eyes, the deaf that have ears. Let all of the nations assemble, be gathered together, be assembled, right? That's what you're here. You are assembling with the saints. The Lord told you. Do not neglect. Don't disregard. Don't count it as unimportant. The assembling of yourselves together with the saints, right? Because this will be the manner of some in the last days, right? In the last days, people are going to find other things to do. Huh? Oh, yes. They're going to say, doing this is unimportant. I have better things to do. Huh? What could you do that is so much better than being where Jesus is? Tell the scutter, I got this coming, and I cannot come until it comes. You sound like the people when the Lord says, I prepared a feast. And with all, with one consent, they began to make excuses. The Lord says he was upset. Huh? Why? Because he gave you an instruction. He didn't ask you what you had to do. He gave you an instruction. And he expects for you to be obedient to the commandment that he gave you. This is the whole duty of man. Fear God. Keep his commandments, right? Keep his commandments. Why? Because the Lord is going to bring every work. Every word into judgment with him. Every secret thing. Whether it be good or whether it be evil. Lord is going to bring that into judgment with him. So you say, Elder Scudder, I cannot come because of X, Y, and Z. You think it stops with me. No. I am just a doorway. I am just a gateway. You are really talking to God himself. Because of what you say out your mouth goes past me, and it goes right up to your maker. Your maker says, I gave you a commandment. I gave you a word for you to obey what I say. Be obedient to what Jesus says, right? Is that the truth? Amen, Lord Jesus. Be obedient to what the Lord says. Huh? See how this kind of what you said. No. I'm just a voiceman. I'm just a spokesman. What you do is on you, between you and Jesus. Lord said he's going to bring every work into judgment with him. Stephen is not going to be standing beside Jesus. Huh? When you die, I'm not going to be standing beside Jesus. Say, if you died this week, if you die next month, I'm planning on still being here. Because there's still more work for me to do. But you are going to stand before Jesus by your lonesome. And you're going to have to give an account for everything you've done in this body. Whether it's good or bad. Whether it's right or wrong. Every known thing and every secret thing. Jesus is going to bring into judgment with him. Listen to the woman at the well. She said Jesus knows all things. Not some things, but all things. Right? Nothing gets by Jesus.
All of it. Thank you, Jesus.
And the Lord has expectation for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
He says, be gathered together.
Jesus.
Huh? Be assembled. Huh? Say, I can stay home some. No. Lord didn't tell you you could stay home sometime. He told you, be assembled. Say, I said, you don't understand what's going on in my life. It's not for me to understand. You need to develop a relationship with Jesus. He is the one that understands. He is the one that tells you to cast all of your cares on him. Why? Because he cares. Elder Scudder don't care. Tell me all of your issues. I do not care. Only Jesus cares. Elder Scudder, that seems harsh. But it's the reality. It's the facts. There's nothing I can do about it. You need to cast all of your cares. Not some.
All.
Everything you say is a concern of yours. Every worry. I mean, everything that's a worry to you. Huh? Everything that you say is an issue that is valuable. Say, Alice, you don't understand, this thing is on my mind. You need to talk to Jesus. What do you think prayer is? Prayer is your line of communication to Jesus. Talk to Jesus. Tell him the cares.
Jesus.
Tell him the concerns of your life.
Jesus.
Huh? Tell him the things that are preventing you
yes.
from something's glorifying him. Now, something is getting in the way. Tell the Lord, what is getting in your way? Say, Lord, I want to be saved, but this is getting in the way. This keeps putting itself in my face. Every time I'm trying to get my soul saved, this thing keeps coming up in my face, trying to prevent progress. You need to talk to Jesus. He's a stumbling block remover. He removes the stumbling block, right? See, I said, I can't concentrate on Jesus. Why? Because my heart is broken. Jesus is a heart fixer. Talk to Jesus, right? My mind is messed up. I'm not stable in my thoughts. I'm not stable in my emotions. My emotions and my thoughts are like the waves of the sea. I'm up, I'm down, I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm glad, I'm frustrated. Ask the Lord to bring peace into your mind. He is the peacemaker. He's the one that brings peace into your life, right? Does that make sense? See, all of these little sweet things about Jesus, we are given all of the opportunity in the world to learn who Jesus is. I mean, to really learn who Jesus is. To learn that there are no deficiencies in Jesus. There are no gray areas in the Lord. Everything he has promised, he will do it. If we move ourselves out of the way, he will do it, right? You got to have faith. Got to learn how to trust the Lord. Take the Lord at his word. Realize the Lord does not fail. When he speaks something, he brings that thing into pass. He had no help with light. Y'all think he didn't have no help with light? Only he said it, let there be. And the scripture says it was. If he said that in the beginning, why not let him speak into our lives today? Why don't we turn a deaf ear to the one that can bring things to pass in our life today, right? Let him speak to you. Why? Because he will. He will bring it to pass. If you shut up and just listen. So you should just shut up and listen, right? Lord said the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth, what? Shut up. Be silent means shut up, right? Listen to what the Lord has to say. Stop doing so much yapping and listen to what the Lord has to say. Why? Because he wants you to be obedient. Come on. It is not up for negotiation. This is not an opportunity to share your opinions or your thoughts or your ideas. Not when Jesus is speaking. When Jesus is speaking, you need to shut up and listen. Make sure you hear everything he's telling you to do. Why? Because he's going to bring every work. In other words, when he tells you to do something, he's going to bring every response into judgment with him. He's going to bring every secret thought into judgment with him, right? Lord knows that when he speaks, when you let your little feeble mind challenge Jesus. What do you mean challenge the Lord? Be in a disagreement with Jesus. Lord told you to do it. There is no disagreement. You just got to do it, right? You just got to do it. That's what makes him God. And I guarantee you, he's going to bring every thought into judgment. Every time you disagree with him, he's going to bring it into judgment with you. Now, we can disagree about the color of the seat. We can disagree about the color of the carpet. But what we cannot disagree about is when the Lord said, call upon my name. He said, call upon me. When you get down on your knees, call upon the name of Jesus. Let his name come across your lips. That's what Jesus said, right? Whosoever shall do what? Call upon the name of the Lord. They shall be saved. There is no debate. There is no whether you feel like it. There is no I can call him today because it's sunny outside. But when it's raining, my arthritis is kicking in. I can't move like I used to move. There is no debate. I'm trying to tell you, your debate is going to bring you into judgment with Jesus. Why? Because the Lord is the one that did what created you. He is the one that formed you. He's the one that gave you arthritis. Arthritis was at the door asking Jesus to come in. Jesus said, go right on in. Now let me see what they're going to do with arthritis. Are you going to put arthritis above me? Are you going to idolize? See, that's a lot of times when we talk about our pain, we idolizing this stuff. Huh? We want people to sympathize. We want people to care. And I'm trying to tell you, they don't care. And even if they did, they can't do nothing about it. That's why Jesus tells you to cast all of them on him. Why? Because he's the only one. Is that a hard pill to swallow? He's the only one that cares for you. You thought care stopped when your mama died. Huh? You thought care stopped when your daddy died. Jesus says, I'm an everlasting father. Cast all of your cares on Jesus. Why? Because Jesus cares for you. He showed you that he cares. Why? Because he's the one that died for you. Your mother didn't die for you. Your father did not die for you. Jesus died for you. Not only died, he suffered. He gave all of that blood. All of that blood came out of his body because he had you in mind. He said, I love you so much. I don't want you to die in your sin. I'm going to pay the price for you, right? Lord said, I'm going to pay the price for you.
Yes.
So you could come out of that sinful body into a Jesus body. Huh? Does your body belong to Jesus? Huh? You came out of that sinful body and you stepped into a Jesus body. How do you step it out? Because I took on Jesus through baptism. I came up out that water walking in the newness of life. I got a new conscience. I got a new whisper. Got a new whisper in the back of my head. That even when I do wrong, that new whisper in the back of my head tells me you don't belong to yourself. You belong to Jesus. You have been bought with a price, right? That's that new whisper.
Yes, it is.
And the devil be trying to make you silent. Say, don't listen. Don't listen. Push it out your back. You know it's Jesus. You know when you do something wrong, you know the Lord telling you, put it down. Leave it alone. This is not like me. Why are you forcing yourself to be something that I have not created you to be? I have created you for my glory. You say, Elder Scott, I just want to be happy. Learn how to glorify Jesus. Learn how to just focus on making Jesus happy. Get yourself out the way and learn how to just focus on making Jesus happy. You get up in the middle of the night and say, Lord, I thank you for blessing me to wake up and keeping my body all while I was slumbering and sleeping. Huh? Stuff just don't seem right. Lord, I thank you. Find something to thank the Lord for. Find something to thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I thank you I can move. Got the activities of my limbs. I thank the Lord I can feel. I'm not brain dead. Brain dead people can't feel nothing. Thank the Lord I'm not brain dead. Oh yes, saints. You got to find something to thank the Lord for. Huh? The end of the day. Yes, you do. Why? Because the Lord's going to bring every work into judgment with him. And not just every work, but every what? Secret thing. The lady done told you he knows all things. Come on, read me a little bit more of Isaiah. Can I let you get ready to go?
Who among them
came to declare it? This is what I told you all about your testimony. About last year's theme, the song that Jesus gave you. I'm talking about the song that the Lord gave you. Song where the Lord said he brought you up out of a horrible pit. Establish your going in and your coming out. Lord touched your body time and time again. In other words, he gave you a song. Huh? Ultimately, he gave you a song that angels cannot even sing. What kind of song? A song of redemption. Because when angels lost their estate, they fell from grace, they cannot be redeemed. They're doomed to judgment. In other words, there is no reversing. There is no saying, Lord, I made a mistake. Take me back. No, 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 no. Angels cannot say that. But you and I have the privilege. Whenever we come up short, to ask the Lord Jesus, be merciful to me, right? Let us come boldly to that throne of grace. We might obtain mercy, find help in our times of need. Isn't that something to think about? Huh? Lord gave you a song. He gave you something to talk about. Huh? Yes, he did. He let you wake up today. No matter how many mistakes you made yesterday, he let you wake up today. What did you wake up and see? Did you just see the rain? Did you just see the clouds? Did you just see all of your problems? Or did you say, Lord, you gave me brand new mercy? Huh? Come on! Each day is a day of brand new mercy, right? Something you did not deserve. Something that the Lord don't owe you. Huh? He owe you today. He could have let you die in your mistake yesterday. In your miserable life yesterday. Huh? However miserable and rotten and evil you were, he could have let you die in your miserable, rotten, evil self. But he let you wake up and see a brand new day. Now, what you going to do with it? You going to sit there and murmur and complain? Well, ask the Lord Jesus, be merciful to me. Take away that stuff that's not like you in my life. That stuff that keeps... It's a stumbling block. Yes, it is. It's not letting you move forward. You can't move with that stuff in front of you. It needs to be removed, right? And the only one that can remove it is Jesus. How that devil is setting up stumbling blocks. And he's using you to do it. He's blaming the devil, but he's using you. You're letting the devil use you as an instrument to do what he wants to do. You let the devil lie to you. You let the devil create murder inside of you, right? All of it is just a stumbling block. Why? Because you're not going to go forward. You're not going to go back with Jesus. It's a weight that must be laid aside, right? It is something heavy. It is a burden that you've got to take to the one that cares for you, right? That's got the power, the ability to make that stuff be loose, right? That's the truth. You want to be loose to praise him? Go to Jesus. Say, Lord, I want to be loose to praise you, right? Can't praise you like this, Jesus. Now with this weight of sin on me, tell the son, I am praising the Lord. But you're praising him with sin. Try to do it without the sin. Try to say no to the sin and then get into the praise. And see how much free you feel, right? See how much freer you feel. Now you praising him with the sin. Now try to praise him without the sin. Talk to the sin in your life and say no. Today you die. In other words, bring an end to it today. Say you are no longer welcome into my mind nor into my life. Today you die, right? Choose to serve the Lord. Choose to yield your body as an instrument to praise Jesus. Come on, a place for the Lord to dwell at. Lord said he want to make his habitation. That word habitation means he want to inhabit. He wants to live. Lord said, I want to walk up and down inside of you. Who wouldn't want a God of life to walk up and down inside of a dead body? I want a God of life to walk up and down inside of a dead body, right? A dead, useless body. A powerless body. To have the God of life walking up and down in it. It's a good feeling to feel Jesus in your hands. It's a good feeling to feel Jesus in your feet. It's a good feeling to feel them all in your tongue, in your mind. Who would not want this? Who wouldn't want this? Read a little bit more. Isaiah.
And it says, show up. Who among them can declare?
Yes, show them forth.
Them.
Yes,
let them
bring forth their witnesses.
That they may be justified. Let them hear and say
it is the truth.
Yes.
That's why I can't tell you all the time. I told you that before. No one can sing your song for you.
Right.
No one can testify for you.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Why? Because nobody has walked in your shoes.
Right.
I don't care whether they wear the same size as you. They look the same way you look. They could be twins. Nobody has walked in your shoe.
Right.
Nobody has your experience.
Right.
But what are you doing with it?
Right.
And that's something to think about.
Amen.
What am I doing with the things that Jesus brought me through?
Yes.
What am I doing to show Jesus
that
I appreciate him bringing me through A, B, C, D, and E? Huh? All of the things that I say it was nobody but Jesus could do. What am I doing to show Jesus that I appreciate him? What am I doing in my life to acknowledge that it was nobody but Jesus that did this? Oh, y'all thought about that? You better think about it. Because the Lord said, I did it, now I want to see what you're going to do. And I told y'all that before.
Yes.
The Lord touch your body, and the Lord gonna say, "I want to see what you're gonna do with it."
Yes.
Are you gonna touch? If you, are, you think the Lord touch your body for you to go to Atlantic City and pull on a slot machine?
No.
Huh?
No.
Does that add up?
No.
Or to walk to a corner store to get a scratch off? You think the Lord put breath in your lungs for you to use your fingers to scratch a piece of paper?
No.
Oh, is that all you're worth?
Thank you, Jack.
You're gonna burn in hell with your scratch off, right?
Yes.
With your $1 million winner.
Mm-hmm.
I won.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to burn in hell.
Yes,
with your $1 million winner. Ask the rich man.
Mm-hmm.
Was he not in hell? A rich man?
Right.
Huh? He didn't become poor because he went to hell.
Mm-hmm.
He was still what he was before he got there.
Right.
The only difference is he left his riches on the earth.
Right.
He wasn't in hell with perfume. He wasn't in hell with a table full of food. He was in hell just like everybody else was. Something to think about, isn't it? So you got to say, is it worth it? According to him, it wasn't worth it.
Because
he said, go back and tell my brothers. In other words, the life that we're living is not worth it. Do y'all understand that? So whenever the devil try to get you to think you had to do the wrong, let him know it's not worth it. For me to lose my soul just to engage in this one behavior, it's not worth it, right? Eternity is too long. Hell is too hot. Too painful. Huh? A little bit of fun. Oh, but you don't understand that, Scudder. I'm having fun. Fun is going to take you to hell. Do you understand that? Huh? You drinking, partying, snapping your fingers, shaking your hips, showing your thighs. You're doing all of that here. But one day, remember, he's appointed your bounds that you cannot pay it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you realize in hell, you're not going to be worried about your thighs?
No.
Huh? You think in hell you're going to be turning it up? Last thing you'll say, Lord, turn the heat down. turn it down and get me out of here, right?
Yes.
Something to think about. See how the devil flips that thing on you?
Because
he wants you to waste all of this thing that's precious. This precious thing called what? Time. That clock is still stroking while you're drunken. Huh? Drinking, slipping, and dipping. The clock is still doing what? And you, it's slowly moving you. You don't even realize. You waving. How you know? You don't even realize, honey, you just one step away from the pit. You steady going on happy birthday. Hey, we gonna be lit. Hey, look at me.
Yeah.
Steadily moving to the pit. your days are numbered. Hold up, with the rest, there is no more. Time for judgment. Time for judgment. Time for judgment. It creep up on you. Huh? It creep up on you real quick. You see these babies? I look at them. Y'all don't even realize time creeping up on them.
Yeah.
I look outside. We got a picture over there, reminder. Yeah. She had a little fluffy little socks on and all that kind of stuff. She don't dress like that no more.
No.
She said, no, I don't even wear no fluffy little socks. Too big for that.
Right.
That letting you know time is doing what? Well, y'all realize before you know it, she'll be driving?
Yeah.
Huh? I'm just being honest with you.
Yeah.
Time is doing what?
Moving.
But do you all realize she got a bound?
Yeah.
She has a limitation.
Yeah.
There's a day that the Lord is going to do what? Call her.
Uh-huh.
And ain't nothing we can do to stop Jesus.
No.
And she's going to have to give an answer for everything.
Right.
Children look at that and say, oh, this guy, that's so scary. It's in the book.
Yeah.
I'm trying to wake you up out of sleep.
Yeah.
You're going to have to answer for everything.
Yeah.
See, don't nobody know what I'm texting. This is my phone. The Lord sees it all. He knows all of your search history.
Yes.
You can delete it, but the Lord sees it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That make sense?
Yes, it does.
Makes sense to me, saints.
It does.
Read a little bit more. I'm going to let you go.
Okay. And it says here, let them bring forth their... Okay.
You verse 10 now. Yes.
Yeah. Save the Lord.
What does the Lord call you? A witness and a servant. Huh? How did you get here? Because he chose you. Everybody see that? Y'all had this highlighted in your book. How did you get here? He chose you. Keep going. That you may do what? Know Jesus. And also do what? Believe Jesus. And understand Jesus. Say, Elder Scott, we have so much Bible class information. Why do I got all these papers? Oh, why? You tell me. Why we have all of these classes? You tell me. Why are we here on time? Lord is trying to open up what? My understanding. Oh. Are you for real? Is that why we? Yeah. He's trying to get you to know him and to get you to believe in him and to have an understanding about him. Lord don't want you in this and not have a clue as to who he is. He wants to open up your understanding to help you to think. I get on my children about that all the time. Because they're coming into adulthood. And they need to be accountable for the decisions that they make. Understand what you are doing. Just don't go out there and do. Understand what you are doing. Say, Elder Scudder, my consequences, my actions have results. Huh? I can't run to daddy and mommy no more. No, you an adult. Police ain't going to call me when they pull you over.
Right.
They used to do that. I said, let me call your parents. Nah, they said, oh, I can deal with them on my own.
Right.
What about my mama? What about who? How old are you? You an adult.
Yeah.
You going in there with the gray, greasy, scary looking people.
Yeah.
I mean the big butch looking fellas.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
You ain't going in there not with them little children. Children days is over.
Yes.
You going with the grown folk.
Yes.
Folk that been out there living.
Yes.
Living and doing.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Doing stuff you ain't never seen.
Right.
Huh? Saying stuff you ain't never heard.
Right.
They going to be sitting right beside you. And ain't nobody going to be there to protect you.
No.
The police are coming here. They don't want them folk. Why do you think they put you behind the cage?
Yeah.
Why don't you think they sit in front of the cage?
Right.
Yeah, that means they know somebody gonna do something to you.
Right.
And they don't want to see it nor hear it.
Right.
I just got that don't seem fair. Well, sin is not fair.
No.
Sin, I already told you, its wage is death. You mean to tell me they're going to lock me up to die? Amen. The wage of sin is death. You're going to wish you was dead. As the folks say, death would be an escape route. Something to think about, isn't it? All right, I intend to go there. The Lord know we may need to hear it. The Lord wants you to think. He bring you into the church to open up your understanding. To make you aware of this thing called life. So that you won't be fooled by the illusion. The flickering lights. You know how that deer? People say, why did a deer stop in the street? Because the lights hypnotized them. They'd be just looking at the lights. Little did they know, you're about to die. But they still be staring there, looking at the lights. Well, most people don't understand when the deer's in front of you, you're supposed to turn your lights down and honk your horn, the deer will move. But it happens so fast, people leave the lights on. And they wonder why the deer go from running to stop and just be looking. Them lights hypnotize them. They have their perception is off. Because all they see is what? Now, what do you think about sin? See how the devil, the Lord let you grow up in the church. Let you grow up in it. You're sheltered. You're protected from all of that filth that's out there. And then as you get of age, the devil try to let you abuse your so-called freedoms. He go out there and what he show you? A bunch of lights. And you be like, wow, I didn't realize all of this was out here. And you just be going around. Looking at the light. Don't even realize the devil is setting you up. We were laughing at that the other day. We in Walmart trying to buy, you know, little stuff for the house or whatever. And the man gonna come up, hey, my man, I ain't hear him. I just kept on walking. I don't know you. You, if you know me, you're going to call me by my name. So I don't respond usually to, hey, my man. Especially when I know my lights is not on because I'm in the store. So, you know, there's no really reason for you to call me unless I drop something. I didn't drop anything. My keys and my wallet is in my pocket. So there's nothing really for you to call me, hey, my man. But my son was back there. Son said, Dad, man, want you? Yes? You want to have? I said, what? I said, man, I don't need any of that. I didn't come to Walmart to buy something from you. Walmart don't even know you functioning as a vendor in their store. First of all, selling an iPhone out of your pocket. That don't even add up. Now, see the limelight dummy. See, the Lord will help you open up your understanding in the church. But the limelight dummy be like, oh, a free iPhone? How much? $50 for an iPhone? I'll take it. Give me the 50, man. Can I come up? Just give me the 50. Here you go. Oh, I got me a new iPhone. Get outside. It don't cut on. Where's the man that sold it to me? Gone. Open up your understanding. Work for what you get. Get a receipt. So if something's wrong, take it back. You can't get receipts for stuff you bought off the street in the back alley somewhere. If it was legit, tell them to find a corner store. Ask the fella that come and ask you to come buy something out my trunk. Why aren't you in the store? All of these empty storefronts, why aren't you in the store? I didn't hear what you said. You talked real clear when you were trying to sell me your socks. Open up your mouth and tell me what you said. Why aren't you in a store? Why don't you have a vendor stand? Hustle Man, that's what you are. Y'all remember Hustle Man? Hustle Man had his store everywhere. But no, you didn't get no receipt.
Nope.
If it broke, it was on you.
Yeah.
Right? Does that make sense? All right. So the Lord bring us into the church to do what? Open. I understand. Understanding the what? That Jesus is God. That I am He, right? And before me there was what?
No God born.
Yes.
Neither shall there be after me.
Yes, keep going.
I am the Lord.
Yes.
Beside me there is no Satan.
Now, if you go over to the book of Luke, the book of Luke,
yes,
chapter number 2, it helps you to understand,
yes,
who Jesus is.
Yes.
You go over to Luke chapter number 2 and start at verse number 10 and 11. 10 and 11. Isaiah said, I am the Lord, and there beside me, there is no Savior. Now, what does Luke 2, 10 and 11 say?
And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy.
Don't be afraid of Elder Scudder. Don't be afraid of what's coming forth out of my mouth. I'm giving you what thus saith the Lord. I'm bringing you glad tidings of great joy. Next verse.
It says, shall be to all people.
Didn't the Lord tell you, bring forth all the nations?
Yes.
Let them be assembled. Huh?
Yeah.
Why would you let the devil keep you from church?
Right.
Wake up.
Yes.
Right.
Stop saying it's Jesus. It's not Jesus.
No.
Jesus wants you to be here.
Right. Yep.
Thank you, Jesus.
Expectation.
Thank you.
Amen, Elder Scudder.
Yes. For unto you is born this day in the city of David
a Savior,
which is
Christ the Lord. Know ye not that the Lord, he is God. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is God. And beside Jesus, everybody understand that? Beside Jesus, there is no Savior. Can nobody else save you but Jesus? I don't care who's in the White House.
Right.
I don't care who's the mayor or the governor. I don't care how many police they put on your street.
Right.
No one can save you but Jesus. I don't care what they create in the laboratory. I don't care what they shoot in your arm. No one can save you. Is that a powerful thought, saints? Thomas Scott, what if I get that virus? Nobody can save you but Jesus. Well, I'm doing this to stay protected. No one can save you but Jesus. How would I, if I put this mask on, I put these gloves on, I put this suit on, no one can save you but Jesus. Does everybody understand that? There are no exceptions to that.
Thank you, Jesus.
There are no little side notes. There are no amendments to that statement. No one can save me but Jesus. Do y'all believe that? I believe it. I believe it. Throughout this whole thing that the Lord has shown me called life, he's already proven to me. Huh? Where were you, Elder Scudder? I was in that carriage one day. He said, Elder Scudder, you so big, but one day I wasn't as big. I was a little baby.
A little
light little baby. According to my brother, my older brother said, my parents had a little white baby. Told my parents, come look and see this little white baby that's in the house. I got a white baby sitting, I told you. Brought all his little friends in the room to look at the crib. Say, look at the little white baby. I didn't, the elders got to know it. No, I ain't know nothing about it. Took my mom and my daddy to tell me all about it. But one day I was in this little this little cradle thing.
Yeah.
And then one day somebody taught me how to walk.
Yeah.
I don't remember it, but they did. I've been walking too long to remember that somebody taught me how to walk. Do y'all realize that?
Yeah.
Somebody was holding my hand saying, whoa, and I was walking.
Hey,
I'm a big boy now.
Yeah.
I used to play in the street.
Yeah.
Football. I mean, you say, I just got in the street. In the street. You just got tackled in the street, got the cuts, the bruises, and everything to show it to you.
Yeah.
Huh? Used to play in the creek.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah. Chasing minnows, them little tiny fish, tadpoles, and everything else. Snakes, anything. I was playing with them. Fell in the water. Could have had gotten all kind of diseases. Y'all understand this? Nobody but the Lord was protecting me. Because I should have something. Tetanus or something. Playing in abandoned houses. Oh yeah. Jumping from one window to the next. One roof to the next. Didn't always look like this.
No.
Then I grew up a little bit.
Yeah.
My foot could touch a gas pedal.
Mm-hmm.
I said, let me try it. Let me show them I know how to do this. Driving down the street without a driver's license. I mean, just driving. Highway, back way, any way there was, I was driving. Who was protecting me? Jesus. Thought I was the most, to say the least. Didn't buy nothing. Couldn't afford nothing. Huh? But devil, ain't had that thought across my mind. Lord, let me wake up out of sleep. Correct the errors of my ways. Huh? Did I met someone that's decided they wanted to talk to me. Even though I wanted to talk to them, they didn't want to talk to me. Finally got her attention. Worked on her for a couple of years.
Amen.
Right? Thought this was it. And my dad said, look, you got to do something. You coming in all times of the night. Every 5 minutes you act like you can't breathe without her. You need to do something. But I'm grown. You need to do something.
Right.
Well, what do grown folk do? You need to get married. Okay. Can I marry her then? Now, that's the ignorant part of me. That's how the child come out. I'm going to call another adult to ask another adult, is it all right for me to marry? And they looked at me like, well, I don't care what you do. You want to marry? Go on, man. Oh, let's get married. Two children. Oh, yeah, I say it. Two children going into adulthood. Trying this thing called life. Yeah, we somewhere in there. Somewhere in there. I don't think I ever picked up the briefcase. I think I've been carrying the backpack. Y'all understand? I never became that fella. Unless y'all want to call it with me preaching, but I don't even carry the briefcase preaching. All of this thing called what? Life. No longer am I walking solo. Got a wife. Two adults. Can't even say two children no more. I got two adults. And I'm trying to navigate out of my house so that they can do the same thing that I did. Huh? But you ask yourself this question. Where are you in the picture? Some of you ain't at the carriage. Huh? Some of you got that little stick that's sticking out.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Say, well, Lord, was you thinking about that stick when you was carrying the backpack? No. It wasn't on your mind. But now you need it. Huh? You say, oh, Elder Scott, not me. Oh, yeah, you. It's going to catch up with you. One of these days, it's going to catch up with you.
Yeah.
If you keep on living, it's going to be you.
Yeah.
You're only here for a very short time, saints. For you know it, for you sneeze good. I was laughing at my wife the other day. I told her, I said, I ain't gray. She said, I don't know. What you mean you ain't gray? Now, in my mind, I'm just thinking, I just had a couple of gray strands. And I had to look in the mirror. I said, whoa, this is salt and pepper up here. You know, you hear that all the time. People talk about salt and pepper. Man, I was like, Jesus, this is serious. This is serious. This ain't playing.
Daddy
yeah, ooh. Now, see, I think cause me and him are the same size, and we walk together down the through the store. You know that we, you know, we buddies. And I had to remind myself, you ain't his friend. Y'all don't go to school together. That's your son. And when people say, "What's up, man?" They not talking to you. They talking to him.
Amen.
You ain't one of the fellas.
No.
Had a young fella come and was painting in the house. Never let y'all go. Young fella painting in the house, working. Son come up to him and say, "What's up, man? You know, hey, what's going on, man? And then I'm thinking I was gonna get the same thing. Sir, can I? I was like, whoa. You can talk to me like you dying. He's like, you ought not be my daddy. Trying to tell you, it kick in. It wakes you up real quick. You got people coming, you know they good in their 50s. And here you are thinking they're going to say, man, you remember back in the day when we, and I'm like, we? Hold up. Is that a we? I guess so. It's close to enough. No, I'm not 50 yet, but I ain't far from it. I'm trying to tell you, I can have a good sneeze, and I'll be 50. Y'all understand? Just that it just comes up that quick. I'm sure a lot of you that hit that number already never would have thought.
Right.
You done gone past it now. You understand what I'm saying? Gone past it now. I was telling my wife the other day, I said, well, baby, that thing was, man, we got to have to do something special because you be 50. And I started thinking about that thing. I said, whoa, let me keep my mouth shut a little bit because she ain't far from that thing. Before I get to planning, saying, oh, yeah, we're going to go do this and go here. Well, you know it. You sneeze good real quick. It's right around the corner. Huh? Something to think about, isn't it? Something to think about. Say, I'm done. I'm not going to hold y'all any longer.
Amen.
But don't lose sight of that image.
Right.
Say within yourself, I am there somewhere.
Yeah, right.
Now, I know we want to keep going back towards the closer. We thinking we over there by that cradle. No, you're not.
No.
Many of us have been past that cradle.
Right.
We on the other side.
Right.
We ain't walking up straight.
Right.
We got a little hunching our back. You got a little lean a little bit.
Yeah.
Huh? Every now and then you got to remind yourself, straighten it up.
Yeah.
Straighten it up. Get that out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Get that out of you. All right? Trust you got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart that you may not sin against Jesus.